That was brought, that intro was brought to you by B92.
That's called last minute, wait until the last second to put something together for this episode.
Right?
Shit.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I mean, we had to do something special, as this is our 69th episode together.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we had to do something for that. As you guys could tell probably already, Rex and I are in separate locations today recording, as he gets fucked on his work schedule once again.
Man. Wait, my fucking work schedule, vagina loose as fuck. How many times he got fucked over?
Oh shit, that's funny.
At least I know I can actually fucking just go to work in the afternoon instead of going in at 8 and then working the whole entire day.
Oh right, that's one of the worst parts. When you called me earlier and told me about that, I mean that's easily one of the worst parts is the fact that you went in at 8 o'clock this morning, being told that you had to work from 8 to 1 today, and then instead of working 8 to 1, you had to work a full 8 to 5.
Yeah.
So that part sucks. That sucks. I mean, anytime you're going into work and you're only expecting to work a couple hours and you make plans and you make and everything like that, and they come back and they screw you in the end, that part's completely fucked up, man. And as you were saying, I think you were saying earlier, now your schedule changes again starting tomorrow and then changes again in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So that your job can't keep a fucking schedule. It's like a hooker.
shit is fucking real right now, yo.
Oh yeah, he's distracted. He's also distracted as he's playing Apex at home right now. So.
Ooh, I like. Oh, Peacekeeper, you are my new best friend, buddy.
Wait, are you playing with anybody?
Fuck no, I'm playing with a bunch of randoms.
Oh shit! All right, hold up. You know what? Fuck it. I haven't played Apex in fucking a minute. So, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to hop on with you.
Oh, shit.
I don't play Apex, though. So, I'm going to suck. But, hey, I haven't played Apex in a fucking... It's been a minute. So, man, my fucking TV's acting up. What the fuck? All right.
Oh, shit. I got to sit back to the solo.
Oh, shit. Okay, so, alright, so, let's get the, while I set up to get onto Apex, so let's get the political shit out of the way early on our show. As we've been reminding y'all for, I don't know, God knows how long, the election was last Tuesday. Yeah, last Tuesday. It's already been a week. Holy fuck, it's been a week since the election. Whew. A lot of shit has happened in the fucking last week with the election. Including,
right.
Now some news outlets, now me personally, news outlets cannot dictate and, call who wins the election. We do as Americans, that's what we vote for. That's what the Electoral College is for. And whatnot. So for me, I will not. A lot of news outlets have already called and projected.
Shit. Where the fuck am I going to be, asshole? That bitch playing in the back. I down 2 people. They're now getting red.
Oh, shit. A lot of news outlets have already called Biden as the next president of the United States, as our 46th president of the United States. You know, the last time I played Apex was season 5. By the way, that was the last time I played Apex, was season 5. That tells you how long it's been
since. Fucking A, man. Like,
last time I played.
I'm playing ranked right now, too.
Oh, shit. I will play whatever. Just add me to the game. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So just add me to the game. but again, like I said, a lot of news outlets have called Biden for as the next 46th president in the United States. And if he wins, congrats to him. But there has been a lot of shit going on in the media and social media and whatnot about voter fraud, which is something that we all talked about before the election and whatnot. So there's a lot of shit like that. Once all the states have been recounted and once they have been recertified, and once they are certified, not recertified, but once they are certified, then that will determine who our president's going to be. Whether that is a re-election for Donald Trump or a new president in Biden, then that's who our president's going to be. You know, whether you like Biden, whether you hate Biden, whether you love Trump, whether you hate Trump, our president is still our fucking president. And, you know, me personally, you know, if you fall, if you're a friend, if you're a, you're my friend on Facebook, you know who the fuck, who I voted for and everything like that. But that's not,
yep, Batman.
Who the fuck is that? That dude's awesome.
Oh, that's fucking Revenant. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Yes, there's been two new additions since the last time you played.
Okay. Again, been a minute. But again, like I said, it's one of those, you know, our president is still our president no matter what, you know, whether you like them or not, whether you agree with their policies, whether you don't agree with their policies, you still have to, you know, work with that person and whatnot. All right, I understand you coming in here, but you got to put your shit on mute.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm picking. Oh, shit, my bad. I didn't realize that was my turn. but yeah, so I mean, again, whoever becomes our president, whether it's a re-election or whether it's, you know, a new president, that person's still going to be our president. So for me, no matter what, you still got to accept it. You know what I mean?
Like for me, like for right now, like how I feel about the election is, if you know voter fraud has been going on for quite some time, why you didn't hold off the election for like an extra week or two just to address the issue and stomp it out as best as you could? So I think they could have I think things could have been a lot smoother if the problems were ironed out before.
Oh yeah, 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 for sure. Oh, I totally agree with you on that. I mean, I do think. I do think that it's one of those that there's a lot of shit. Are you gonna jump?
Yeah, I'm trying to get away from as much people as possible, so gotcha. That way we can fucking
okay.
We can land somewhere.
I'm like sitting here waiting for you to jump.
So most people just jump like smack, like just ready to rumble jumping in and shit, and then they get their ass mowed down because they decided to jump somewhere where everybody else is going. I'm like, I'm not with that shit. Unless it's one of the popular spots, then I don't mind. But other than that, nah, I'm gonna go ahead and take my time and look around, see where everybody else is landing at, and then I'm gonna choose my spot.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's been a minute since I played this shit, so I gotta remember all the controls of this shit too. No, all right, that's how you fire. but yeah, I mean, that's one of those things. Is there's a lot of shit that they could have done a lot sooner. How the fuck do you jump? Nope, I didn't mean to ping that. Nope, that was
X
is jumped. All right, that was my bad. I'm learning all the buttons again.
It's the bulk. Okay, I'll wait. What the
fuck? Did I ping something? Happening? No, I didn't ping. Oh wait, yeah, I did.
No, you pushed your L1.
I clicked R1. All right.
Your L1 is your drone. R1 is the
team. Gotcha. All right. So that was my fuck up. Yeah, there was a lot of shit that could have happened before the election to make the election safer. I mean, they went with the, you know, with the idea of mail-in ballots, which is one of the reasons why, which is one of the reasons why everybody's in the situation of voter fraud. So, I mean, I think it's one of those that people have to really think about, you know, what we do in the next election, you know, and then to know that California has announced that they're gonna California has already announced that they're gonna keep mail-in ballots for the next couple of years. So I look at it as, you know, it's going to cause issues to a point, depending on, you know, the style and the way they do it.
Yeah. I think one of the things too is also the fact that, that we still have a lot of shit to iron out as far as COVID goes itself.
Oh yeah, for and sure. Like, oh yeah, for sure.
It's like,
there's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit about COVID that we haven't even touched yet, you know. And there's going to be a lot of shit, especially let's say.
Okay. Y'all got action? Oh shit!
Somebody.
He's about to run into somebody.
I got a sniper, but I don't see anything.
Cause it's over here.
I see you.
Hey, right, go jump down to where we're at, and then hit that thing that just did it. That weird pyramid triangle thingy.
Why the fuck do you run again? Oh, how is there so many decoys? Wait, is those your
guys? So that's a. Oh shit. So, it's a. Bitch, yeah. Oh shit, I'm getting shot at again. Ah! Oh shit, get inside! Stay inside!
I am inside.
Oh, I'm glad you dropped that shit. Holy shit, that's. Oh shit, fuck.
Oh shit.
Yeah, bitch, what's up? Hey, Dad. Close the door.
Oh shit, I'm down. Damn it. Fucking shit, what the fuck is that shit?
Ah, got me a kill.
Nice. I'm down. There's a guy. There's a oh shit! Damn it!
Squad eliminated because yeah. So yeah. But yeah, like, but basically, just political shit for like the last, hopefully the last fucking time for a while.
Well, and I think that's like, I think that's the thing with the elections. I mean, it has the potential of being. I mean, I'm not going to say rigged, but it has the. Every 2 years, every time we have an election, it has the ability to be affected in some one way or another.
Yeah, and like the thing too is, it shouldn't come to as a to a surprise of anyone. Though.
Oh yeah, like, for
it's
sure.
It's one of those politicians play dirty, so you kind of expect that shit. They're like fucking Team Rocket.
But then again, Team Rocket always loses, so.
You have the James side, and you have the Jesse side, and then you have the little in between the liberals, which is me out.
Right.
But other than that, like, and the Dominion shit, like, this, it's one of those, like, all right, you have this much information on that machine.
Mm-hmm.
How long has this machine been active then, in general?
Yeah. For sure. I mean, and they announced, today, speaking of, the Dominion software, they announced today that one of the counties originally, with 98% of the votes accounted for, announced that it was, oh, we're playing duos now?
No. The last, the third jackass on our squad dipped, he had fucking backed out before we got to the character select
screen. Oh, motherfucker. So, yeah. Hey,
you're jump master.
Oh, shit. So yeah, I mean, it's one of those that there's a lot of things that, square to launch. there's a lot of shit about it though, that software that, ended up, being not semi-rigged they announced today that one of the counties in Michigan, which was originally called for... Oh, I picked a shitty area to fucking jump. There's no fucking weapons around here. Yes, you guys can have one candy.
Yeah. Son
of a bitch. There's nothing over here.
Oh, no, keep going. There's stuff over there.
Oh, there we go. Shit.
You gotta look.
Supplies.
Change the subject.
All right, hold up. Hey, you guys out.
Let's talk about Tom Brady real quick.
Tom Brady getting his ass whooped.
But shots out, Drew Brees.
Dude, like, holy fuck, dude. Like, I didn't watch the game, but I had interest in that game because I had Brady and Evans going in my fantasy team. So I had some invested interest, in that shit.
Yo, so my homie Severo. He's like, damn, you know, all this shit talking about the Niners, where Tom Brady at?
Right?
And it was hella funny because some people were like, oh, it's because he's 40. And I was like, I never stopped his ass before in this season or last season. That's a major excuse. Like, if you want to play excuse games, let's subtract 19 starters from your team and see how well you do this season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've been talking about this shit for a while. It's like, how the fuck you expect... Oh, that was you. Oh, my God. I was about to fucking open fire on you.
There's no friendly fire on this shit, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was totally about to fucking open fire. How the fuck do you run again? I'm, like, jogging.
Click in the left stick. But at the same time, your one of your controllers have a busted... L3. You push it in and it doesn't work.
Oh, that's probably going to be the one that I fucking have too, huh?
Yeah. Like, I found that shit. I was like, yo, Jang, your L3 is busted on one of your controllers.
Oh, shit.
You didn't say nothing.
Didn't even fucking hear you. But yeah, dude, Brady got his ass whooped, dude. He got me 2 fucking fantasy points. There we go. Finally got the run button going. All right. But yeah, fucking 2 fantasy fucking points. I'm like, how the fuck do you do that to me, man? Granted, I'm going to win my fantasy league this week anyways, but like how the fuck?
After all that y'all been through, this motherfucker decides to do some shit like this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You think you know a fantasy player.
Right?
But, man, dude, if Miami plays the Seahawks and beat the Seahawks this season, Miami has single-handedly defeated every fucking team in the NFC West.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, for sure, dude. Like, Miami is surprisingly fucking good this year. Like, I was not expecting it. And I'm not a huge fan of Tua. The new rookie quarterback that they got going now. I'm not a huge fan of him. at all. Yeah. What? Yeah, because she didn't get any earlier, so she's allowed to have candy. But yeah, Tua, I'm not a huge fan of. I think he gets hurt too much, and I think he's not that good. I think he's going to easily get replaced.
If anything, I think what's more fucked up is how they did Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick just got screwed.
And I keep hearing this from a lot of people. Oh, yeah, get rid of Jimmy G. Let's get Sam Darnold. I'll let out all the fucking people. Sam Darnold? Sam fucking Darnold?
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
And some people are like, oh yeah, he has good QB. He's a good QB. He has good arm strength, good accuracy. I was like, then when they explain zero wins.
Why is he getting benched then?
Oh, it's the coach. It's the coach. But oh, now it's the coach.
I can bring up a Super Bowl. I mean, as we're recording, I'm not 100% sure the score at the moment. But before I came in here to fucking start recording, which is the Monday night game was the Patriots Jets and fucking how the fuck did you get up there?
Just hold X.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. But yeah, I mean, it was fucking 24. Oh,
we're going the wrong fucking way.
Oh shit. But yeah, it was like 24-17 Jets, and Flacco was fucking having a hell of a game. So,
wait, Flacco's on the Jets?
Yeah.
Okay, then shit might change for the Jets, but not for Sam Darnold.
Right? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Sam Darnold's their starting quarterback. He got benched this week. No, I'm not sure the reason why.
These booty batter butt cheeks, that's why. Like, man.
Yeah, like, I'm not 100% sure why. What's better, the Scout or the Eva Auto?
I get the Scout because the Eva 8 Auto is a shotgun. Right. And the G7 is a
light.
It's a light machine gun. Or not light machine gun. It's an assault. It's pretty much an assault rifle, but with single burst fire.
Gotcha.
Which would be good on this map. Like, compared to the other maps, this map right here, oh shit, someone's here. Oh shit! They here, they see me, I'm gone. Into this room. Oh shit! I fucked up.
Oh, see shit.
It fucking sucks when you don't have a third person for this game.
Oh, shit. Black hole. Into the black hole.
Oh, yeah. That motherfucker's dangerous. Oh. That's all for the new character, Horizon. She throws a black hole for her ultimate ability, and it sucks in anything in its vicinity that can move.
Okay. But Sam, hold on, as I have ESPN up on the other screen, let me check. So it's a final score. The Patriots came back and won 30-27.
The Patriots came back and won. So Cam Newton finally did something.
Yeah. But Flacco was 18 for 25 with 262, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Cam Newton was 27 of 35 with 274, and that's it. No touchdowns, no nothing.
Oh, so Cam didn't do anything.
Okay. No, Cam didn't. Shit. Dude, neither did the running backs. Hold on. How the fuck they get all their damn points? There was no... Okay, Burkhead had a running touchdown, and Newton had 2 rushing touchdowns. So, but to be honest, I would take Flacco's fucking stats over Newton's. So, but Gore fucking had 12 carries for 46 yards. So, oh shit! Hold
on. You want to see a character with a fat ass?
Who the fuck is that?
Watch the character I have right now. When I pick her, you're like, damn.
It's one of those anime characters where you're like, holy shit.
I was like, who the fuck did they render for this shit?
Right? Who is that, Loba?
Oh, yep. Look at that.
Yeah? Yeah, that one I can agree with you on that one.
And she finally got buffed this season, too. I was like, fuck yeah, that's a player.
You got who?
She finally got a buff this season for her for her ultimate ability.
Nice.
But yeah, other than that, man, like, we have also lost a treasure of fucking of any generation. I don't care what no one says. Alex Trebek, man.
Oh my god, dude. Like, that hurts in so many ways. You know, who didn't grow up watching Jeopardy? You know,
right?
I know I did. I know you did. Hell, even my kids have. You know, my daughter loves watching Jeopardy. You know, and I think for me, I think one of the worst aspects of it is the simple fact of he was just in the studio a week and a half ago, recording new episodes for between now and the end of the year.
Oh, shit.
All right. There was absolutely no weapons in that box.
One thing I can say, though, is from a Lakers fan to another, he went happy.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, for sure. I mean, besides the being a Lakers fan, he went out the way he wanted. Who knows him personally, who was saying something along the lines that he wanted to pass away in a certain way, and he was able to fulfill that. So he was, you know,
and anytime you get the chance to do that, it's like, yeah, fucking worth it.
Huh? Yeah, and it's gonna hurt it's gonna hurt everybody for a long time, you know, knowing. Well, he meant a lot to everybody. All right, how the fuck do you open your backpack?
Somebody's here. Hers is flying some shit. Oh, shit. They throwing gas in here with me.
I don't even know where the
fuck I'm going.
Fuck, you're at. There you are. You're dead up there. No, you're over there. I see you.
I
still
don't have a fucking backpack, yo.
I see our buddy. Not sure where he's at.
Oh, shit. Someone shot my back. What's up, bitch?
Oh, let's go.
Get the kill. Get the kill.
I'm trying. Oh, son of a bitch.
Run up on him. No.
Oh, shit. My shit. Fucking ammo. Let's go.
Oh shit, teammate down. Hey, you need to go upstairs right here and heal the teammate because you have a special ability.
Shit.
Actually.
Yeah, where's the oh shit, no. Fucking black hole. Damn it. Damn it, I got shot. Damn it. Ooh, I got sucked into the black hole, but she's, I don't know where she went. Where'd she go? No, she ran, the chick who killed me ran away. She would be behind you. There we go.
Shit, I got
healed. Get it. Oh shit, what the fuck?
Where's she at?
She's behind, back over by our buddy.
She went back up.
Motherfucker. And she went up top, I believe. Literally one fucking person.
Fuck, I know where she's at too. Fuck, she's on the bed. Oh, he killed her. Good job, teammate. Doing all the semi-heavy lifting. Oh shit, we gotta go. Oh! The fuck? Whole nother squad over here.
Oh shit.
All I wanted was a sniper scope. There you go. Look at that shit. Now you're free to run around and do shit.
Nice.
Like, I'm gonna take off running.
I think our buddy decided to stick around there.
Yeah. All right, cool. I got everything I wanted back again. All right. I was trying to get that sniper scope when that other team showed up. I just randomly showed up on us. No, I don't got no shotgun on me. All right, we got to run to the zone. If you want to run faster, hold triangle and it'll holster your weapon. You can run a tad bit faster.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, about football, though. I mean, my Texans got a win this week. We look pretty good. Watson had a hell of a game. I'm a little upset at J.J. Watt, though. He hasn't really been doing much. Okay. Which is, whatever, fine. How do you open your backpack?
Oh, shit. Oh!
Oh, what the fuck, dude?
Why won't you fire at me? What the fuck did I do to y'all? Bitch. Fuck.
Damn it, I only got 4 shots left with this shit.
Oh, shit. Something's happening.
Oh shit.
Yeah. You gotta fucking run.
Oh, come on, run, motherfucker, run.
Holster your weapon and run off a bitch.
This dude just standing here. I'm gonna kill this dude. No.
Oh! You got the band to the rules. I'm trying, motherfucker. Why? The fuck did I do to y'all? Shit, right here, too.
Oh, motherfuck. As I was reloading. Son of a bitch. I'm slowly making my way to you guys if I survive. No, I'm not going to survive. Nope.
No!
Nope. Oh, shit.
Spectator. Don't worry, I got your banner.
All right. So, but yeah, so as we were saying, though, week 9 of the football season, it was a pretty good week. I mean, I watched a majority of the games. The Steelers Cowboy game was actually like really fucking good. It was really hard. I mean, anybody who listens to this shit knows that I'm a fucking big time fucking fucking cowboy hater. Fucking despise the cowgirls. But what's funny is my mom and most of my family are Steelers fans, and so, you know, I like to fuck with them and root against them, obviously. But it was real hard this week to decide who I actually wanted to win that game. Because obviously not wanting the Cowgirls to win, not wanting the Steelers to win, I was kind of actually hoping the game would end in a fucking tie. That was my hope. however, it didn't happen. The Steelers pulled it off. They remain the only undefeated team left in the NFL. So,
I mean, they can talk as much shit as they want to for the time being. Like, one thing I know that's a fact is it don't matter how much of that season the season doesn't matter if you're making it to the playoffs. It's the postseason that does.
Oh, exactly. I mean, what is it? The 2008-2009 Patriots being the prime example of it. You know.
Finish. Hey, yo.
Yeah, what?
If you come right here to where I'm at, there's a pop this thing open where you can use it to fucking look for shit, like shit, get a better shield or something like that. Shit.
Nice.
And there's no fucking shield. But, hold on, never mind, you got one.
Actually, I need like a knockdown shield.
You only get two items from this, though.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, let me get the scout and some fucking ammo to go with it. All right, I'm good.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Now we gotta go look around, make sure we can get some shit.
Oh, that's our buddy. I swear, every time I see somebody, I'm fucking open fire on somebody. I'm like, oh shit, nope, can't shoot a friendly. God damn! I swear, our fucking buddy likes to take everything.
Oh, because of that. If I was there for song, I would be able to do Song of the Week.
I do actually have a Song of the Week this week, actually, once we get to that aspect of the show.
I actually got one, too. It was actually not too bad of a song. I was like, this shit's smooth as fuck.
The song I have this week, I've heard it on Facebook, and I was just like, oh, shit, I gotta, you know, add that shit to my playlist. And then I realized, oh, the album's not even out yet. And this is a song that this person had written during quarantine. So.
Oh, shit. We in top three.
Hey, let's go.
You need light ammo?
I got a hundred right now.
All right, here, take this. 12. Yeah, there you go.
Coop, 232. Oh, shit.
Sliding hatch below, watch out. If you sprint and then you hit circle, you can fucking slide.
Nice. So three squads left, so a max of 9. It includes the three of us.
It could be less than that, because there's
time. No, I gotcha. I'm just saying a max of 9.
Yep.
All right. Oh, I see him this way. I saw two people move that in that direction. Yeah, there they are. I see it.
Fuck.
Do we want to open fire or no?
We can.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're all going to fucking just chill here and let them come to us or...
Oh, shit. They're fighting somebody else, too.
All right, so we'll just let
them... Yeah.
Let them be.
Fuck that. I got a sniper. I'm taking something off.
There you go.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
How the fuck do you... Oh, circle. Duh.
Yeah, bitch. Be nice if, he did it. I'm so proud of you. Oh, shit, he's broken, yo.
Oh, shit, what the fuck? Oh, shit, I'm getting shot from this side.
Come down.
Oh, where the fuck?
Come down, go inside.
Alright, I'm coming. Where the fuck's the...
Oh, fuck, we gotta run in a little bit. Holy shit.
Yeah, we gotta run, dude. The fucking...
Because that storm's gonna fucking hurt, yo.
Alright, I'm going for it. I'm going.
Which weapon? Why jump?
I have my ult whenever we get find a spot.
Don't use it right now.
No, I know.
Oh, shit. I gotta go over here to a little outside area. Oh, shit. Spot. She's over here. This whole time. She's right there, yo. That's me.
Oh, that's you. Shit. I'm over here fucking trying to kill you.
So you're... res me real quick. There you go.
Oh, shit. Damn it. Oh, son of a bitch.
Fuck. No, I fucking suck. This whole time I've been getting kills, breaking shields and shit and reloading. And fucking, and the dude that's playing, Revenant, he'll come in and take my kills. I think you not. Probably like a good two or three of those kills were mine, actually.
Yeah.
But I had to fucking reload.
Son of a
bitch. Right? Other than that, there's really nothing much to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the election. Oh, actually, one more thing about the election. I mean, because I had mentioned it on our Twitter account. Wendy, so obviously, you know, the media has called who they predict is going to be our next president. And obviously, Trump is planning on, you know, kind of pushing this out a little bit to figure out what how he can try to turn it around to be able to turn the victory around, because he feels he was somewhat cheated out of it and everything like that. So how long do you think is it going to last until he decides to either concede or if we have a definite 100% winner?
For once, someone can actually say this, something that nobody has been able to say for the past 4 years.
Huh.
It all depends on the Republicans.
Right?
Oh, shit. 836. It is time for Raw.
Yeah, Raw's been on for a little while. So, yeah, so I'm gonna hit. Since we were talking about it, I'm gonna hit my song of the week this week, and then, yeah. So here's my song of the week.
It's usually about the time that I feel most alive, but the news is all been bad. No whole world seems so sad. I ain't had much else going on. I sat down and wrote this song. I miss my mom, I miss my dad, miss the road, I miss my band. Giving up and shaking hands. It's a mystery, I suppose, just how all this thing goes. A big crowd and every show. There will be light after dawn. Someday we are 6 feet apart.
So was it just me, or was that a little too quiet? I don't know. I felt that was a little off. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, but that was 6 feet apart from Luke Combs off of his new album. So, yeah, it's just talking about how, you know,
the COVID punch, though.
Yeah, it's just got to get, you know, eventually all of this will be over and we'll get back to normal.
So does that mean that people have been getting COVID right this whole entire time before it hit?
What do you mean?
Well, there's six. Well, you got to be 6 feet apart, right? What about 6 feet under?
Hey, it's still 6 feet apart.
Exactly. Oh shit, we got Ricochet versus Mustafa Ali. Oh shit,
dude. Honestly, I mean, it's the first time we've talked about wrestling in a while, but honestly, I don't like the way they've taken Retribution. I think Retribution could be a top fucking stable that could go on for a while. I just don't like the way that they've done it.
Doesn't Mustafa Ali look like looks like Mirage from Apex?
That's funny.
All right, I don't think if I play my song, I don't think you'll be able to hear it.
Well, what's your song? I can try.
It's to called.
And pull it up.
It's on called. My... It's called Get You by. Something Caesar. I got. Wait.
I got it.
All
right. Your eyes, I see it. Every time I get a bit inside, I feel it.
That's a little chill. That's chill as fuck. That's actually a pretty good song.
I've been finding all the damn chill songs.
Oh, I know, right? So,
yeah.
So, yeah, if you're new to the show and you're listening to the very first time, thanks for sticking with us for the last 51 minutes of our new of our shit. If you're a returning listener, obviously we appreciate y'all listening. If you want to follow us on Twitter, make sure you hit us up at RU_podcast. You can find our pinned tweet to our Discord channel, if you guys want to talk to us directly on that.
Play Among Us with us.
Yes. If you want to play Among Us as well, because we are down as fuck to do that, whenever you guys want. As Mrs. Skittles is, well, Mrs. Skittles is working, sitting right next to me. She's been quiet the entire time, but she was saying that Among Us is where the real shit happens, you know. So that's funny. So yeah, Discord, we can play Among Us together. Twitter, you can talk to us. We're always posting new information about our show on Twitter. Don't forget, we will be back every Tuesday from now on, until we decide to go back to Mondays, which would probably be 69 episodes from now. So, until then, who's ready to get the fuck out?
Me.
All right. So, until next Tuesday, I'm Skittles.
I'm Rex.
And we're going to get the fuck out.
All right, people. It's time to go home. Yep. Losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's a better choice of words that I can use to explain. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.